Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to Let's Talk America. I'm your host. My name is Louis. And a couple of things that I want to talk about from what I've been hearing about the Ukraine and Russia war. Apparently, right now, they are attacking a nuclear power plant. Apparently, it's on fire. Hopefully, the radiation does not go pretty high, but from what I've been hearing, it is getting higher and higher. Let's hope it doesn't get too high and affects people around the world, also in Ukraine. Apparently, the Ukraine has killed a major general for Russia. A sniper actually got him. And it was confirmed that it was one of the top generals for Russia. The other thing is that I've been listening to is that we actually been paying for fuel from Russia. So if we want to actually hurt Russia's pockets, I would suggest to open the Keystone pipelines that we closed in the beginning of the Joe Biden administration. And, you know, we could be energy sufficient by ourselves and not depend on Russia to give us fuel. And if we wanted to actually hurt them, we could have just stopped buying fuel from them. You know, that's one of the major things that I think we should do. But once again, you know, it's all up to my opinion. Again, I'm not a news reporter. I'm just letting you guys know what I've been listening throughout the news and how I feel about that. Now, I'm hoping that the Ukrainian president, you know, is staying there with his people, did not want to leave them behind, you know, and any other president probably would have gotten on the plane and just left. But this president decided to change out his suits and put on to military uniform and fight for his country with the rest of the people. Now, I've also been hearing that they've been giving weapons to, you know, anyone that wants to fight. That includes criminals, men, women, everyone that wants to protect their country and their families, you know, are getting weapons to defend themselves. So I believe that, you know, that's great. You know, that's where the Second Amendment comes in, because you have to defend yourself and defend your family. So America, let me know what you guys think. And if you have any other details that's going on about the war in Ukraine and Russia, you know, please let me know. Thank you very much, and you guys have a great day.